What's with the 10-gallon hat, Don?
Haven't you heard, Yael? Males with big heads are better fighters.
I'm sure males with big heads think they're better fighters.
It's true. The Chinese have been betting on cricket fights since the Song Dynasty. As far back as 800 years ago, they claimed that bigger-headed males were better fighters. It wasn't until recently that scientists put that idea to the test. In their experiments, they tested male field crickets in competitions where they paired males with similar body mass and size, but different head sizes. They found that males with larger heads won more fights than males with smaller heads.
Why do they think that happened?
Because crickets with bigger heads have bigger weapons.
Weapons? What kinds of weapons?
Insects have mouth parts called maxillae and mandibles. Maxillae are used for swallowing and mandibles for grasping, crushing, or cutting food. The size of these mouth parts depends on head size. They stick out from the front of their head and make great pincher-like weapons for grappling.
So what's all the fighting for?
Males live in small burrows. I like to think of them as bachelor pads. Only instead of paying rent, they have to fend off males who may be interested in taking their territory. The male that gets the bachelor pad then gets a chance to attract females. He does this by singing.
I see. Always thinking about getting the girls, aren't you, Don?
Right now, I'm thinking about hats.
Hats?
I think I need one of those hats with horns.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.